3, 2, 1.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, JJ.
Don't fucking move.
Don't fucking
get the
fuck
out of here.
Turn your
fuck out.
Get the what?
Get down on your
knees.
Get the fuck down on your knees.
Get the fuck out.
Relax.
Get the chain. Bill, bro.
Get the chain. Bill. Get the chain.
Bill, baby. Knock the chain. Knock the chain.
Shit, the bitch ass nigga.
Fuck, man. Yo, turn your head fuck around, man. You want to see them all? You want to
see them all?
Nah, I'm playing, bro. Don't pop me. Y'all niggas feel I'm 25. I'm sorry, my nerves.
Pop
yo, I'm 25.
Pop that nigga. Pop that nigga in his helmet.
Nah, not my head.
Pop him in his
head.
I ain't built for nobody.
I ain't built for nobody.
And
I smack the shit
out
of you.
I ain't built for nobody.
Pop that nigga.
Come on, motherfucker. Nah,
you bitch ass nigga, I don't know why you ain't murked that nigga. Now put that lock shit on.
What's really good? You tuned in. Era. The TD show has officially just been landed. Monday Madness. It is now October 22nd, 2007. You here rocking with the best from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's not a fucking game. I beat JJ the X-Man. Got my man 6'4".
You know it.
Got my man XD.
Whoa.
And it's definitely going to be a wrap.
Huh?
What you fellas got to say?
What up, man? What up, people, man?
What up, world?
What up, Jay? How you doing, man?
Ain't shit, man. I'm cooling, man. I'm doing lovely now that we on our show.
Yeah, well, we got it, man. You know, we got a long way to go, but we here, and we, you know, we working a little bit at a time, man. Climbing that mountain, one rock at a time, man.
That's what you can do, man. Whoever gets to the top,
and all that.
Whoever gets to the top first is the most successful brother out there.
That's right, and if I get to the top, I'm pulling y'all up.
Word up.
You know what I mean?
Word up. We got a lot of topics, a lot of niggas to roast. There's a lot going on. You know what I mean?
Listen.
It's definitely a big world, so, you know. We get it in.
Mm-hmm.
On the regular. And that's all I got to say, man. That's all the fuck I got to say. What's up, SD? What's going on?
Nothing, man. You already know. Kick back, blowing in the wind. At it again, man. At it again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How are people treating you out there, man?
Treating me the way they're supposed to be treating me, man.
More or less.
I hear that.
Keep them all in line, man. Like, pull them.
Definitely. If anybody has any shout-outs, dedications, requests, yeah, any topic we spit out, you want to, you know what I mean, you got something you want to share, get off your chest, it doesn't matter where you are in the U.S., where you are in the world, holler at us. 347 is the area code, 215-8388. You know what I mean? Niggas be MySpacing it up. You know what I mean? You can hit the gods on MySpace, you know. You can, you know what I mean, if you want to call up and holler at 64SD or JJ, definitely hit us up. We're going to keep it moving. Y'all folks got anything to say before we get into it?
Yeah, I want to lick a couple of shots at a couple people.
Oh, bet. We can definitely do that.
You know, we all know who they are.
Oh, we could definitely do that.
The sloppy station has to be shut down.
Oh, yeah.
There's definitely a sloppy station, the sloppy host that fronts like, you know, they know BK and all of that. They don't know BK like that. They don't even see BK.
Oh, you mean flossing niggas that act like they from New York, but they really from Philly?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, shit like that. Like, no, man, that shit ain't even cool.
Yeah, we definitely got war bottles for niggas like that.
definitely had to let one off at them pussies, you know what I mean? Now we can fucking back to regularly scheduled programming.
It's a new era, man.
It's a new era.
I think we got one more for these pussies.
Let it go.
There we go.
Right.
Let's get back to the mix of things. Definitely get back to the mix of things. I'm about to, I got a serious topic, and I think you fellas might be able to, you know, y'all might be able to flow with me on this one. Let me play some theme music right quick. Because this ain't Wild Out Wednesdays. I normally play this for Wild Out Wednesdays, but I got some stuff to get off my chest as well.
Let's go.
The curse words. Can y'all hear me over this track, or should I just turn it down a little bit?
Yeah, I hear you, dog. Speak your mind. Speak your mind. You can cut it down a little bit, but speak your mind.
All right, bet. Let me cut this down a little bit. Let me cut it down. Hold on.
All right, that's pretty good right there.
All right, hold on. Let me put this back on.
It's on your mind, yeah. Baby.
This is a deal. I got a question for everyone out there, as well as 6-4 and SD. Who decided curse words were curse words, and why? Why are they curse words? Why can't a cat be same way as ass? Or, I mean, floor mat stand for fuck you, but instead of saying fuck you, floor mat. Like, who came up with curse words, man?
I mean, I don't know who came up with curse words, but when you say those words, like, they sound a little bit more stronger than your average words, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. That's one of the considerations. I was thinking, like, them shit sound a little bit more rougher than the average word, like, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, maybe you gotta ask that man 6'4", he's a little, you know, he's older than me, he knows what's really going on in the world.
Hey, yo, 6'4".
I mean, there's really no way of telling, you know, where it came from, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I know that I've adopted it just like a lot of other people, and I'm sure it could have been any other word, but my understanding is, you know, that when a person uses profanity, or basically cursing, is a weak mind trying to express itself forcefully. So I can only imagine that it was a weak-minded individual. You know what I'm saying? I can only imagine that it was a weak-minded individual that was trying to get a point across and that ended up saying fuck or shit or whatever the case is.
Yeah.
No, but I'm right there, right over his shoulder. I'm with the fucks and the shits and all of that.
Yeah, cause it actually feels good saying it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, shit, you stub your toe, shit. I mean, you get pulled over by a cop, and it's funny how every word goes with certain things. Like, if you get pulled over by a cop, First majority of people is gonna say shit. You stub your toe, it has a little meaning between shit and fuck. I mean, it depends on the person, it depends on the race. You know? What would you consider, 6-4, your favorite curse word?
That's one. I think it would be motherfucker. Because of the way it rolls off of my tongue, you know what I'm saying? You motherfucker, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that would have to be it. Or son of a bitch is a close second.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Explain for the ones out there, because this is actually rated. I actually changed the ratings of this, so like now the ratings is actually adult. So we can get away with a lot. We can get away with murder. So pretty much,
we're doing that anyway. Go ahead.
Oh, no doubt. So explain, what do you mean by a son of a bitch? just for the callers out there that, you know, they don't know what's going on.
A son of a bitch is basically saying that your mom's is a bitch, you know what I'm saying? Like, she birthed a piece of shit, you know what I mean? And you're that piece of shit. Basically, and she's a bitch. That would make you a son of that bitch. You know what I'm saying? You son of a bitch. Basically, a bitch is a dog. So, basically calling your mother a filthy dog, and you're the offspring of that filthy dog. So, you know, it is what it is. I like saying son of a bitch. Even though I can express myself in, you know, a multitude of ways.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes I just want to say motherfucker. You know what I mean? Like, I'll just be in the mood to be like motherfucker, you know, whatever, whatever. That's how I'm flowing with it at the time, and that's what it is.
Yeah.
What about you, man?
Tell the truth, my favorite word will have to be like fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially when you're having sex. Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like that's the first word that comes out, like fuck. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it brings character to the scene. Like, you know what I mean? Like, especially when I'm talking about somebody, like, fuck goes with everything. Fucking dickhead, fucking prick, fucking cocksucker, you fucking fuck. Like, it's everything. Like, that's just, to me, fuck is the best word out there. The best curse word.
Mm.
I mean, or you could flow it with this, you fucking son of a bitch. You know what I mean? It's definitely, you know what I mean?
It's versatile. It's like basically a curse word with a universal adapter.
Yeah.
Because you could, like, put it with anything, like bitch. You could put bitch at the end of any sentence. Anybody that dares to try it, put bitch at the end of any sentence, guarantee it still makes sense.
Yes. Yes. Let's do that. Everyone out there, just, you don't have to call it if you don't want, but just while you're listening, just say bitch at the end of everything.
Every sentence. Think about it.
You stupid bitch.
Even if you're, like, in your car or something.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Engine bitch. Tire bitch. This just brings character out. Like, it's, oh, man, it's definitely a beautiful word. I mean, you fat bitch. You ugly bitch. You skinny bitch. Yeah, I like that. What about you, SD?
Me? I don't know. I'm traditional with it. I still like pussy.
Oh,
go. I'm still stuck on pussy. Cause you know why? Every man can relate to pussy. You know what I'm down?
Yeah.
So it's like, you just call somebody like a dog. Yo, dog, you pussy. Like, that's just like, know what I'm saying? That shit is kind of harsh, y'all. That shit is kind of harsh, calling the nigga pussy, like, pussy, like, you're pussy, like, do you know what pussy actually is, man? Like, and you're calling me that, though? Like, that shit is wild. That nigga's just trying to say that nigga's pink and soft and wet and all, moist.
Moist.
Like, that shit is wild, been in it.
It's dewy.
It's dewy.
You know me, I like running with bitch also. Like, bitch is like, you know, that's definitely the universal. Cause it's like, chicks and bitches, nothing
like. It's like when you say bitch, you swing off and say bitch, and your shit be on point. Like, it just helps you out with your flow. Like, bitch, I mean, like, take that, bitch. You know what I mean? Or you fucking bitch, and just punch him right in the head. Punch him in the stomach or whatever. Like, it's just, bitch. It's like the favorite, the most popular word, curse words out there. Would have to be fuck, bitch. And, hold on. Someone just texted. You know, it's actually, hold on. Yeah. Like, it's fuck, pussy, bitch, and son of a bitch. Those are, like, the four main. I mean, you hear a little bit of shit here and there, you asshole, you dumbass. Like, I mean.
That's the white folks.
Yeah, because it's funny. Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. Because there's actually cursing for black folks and cursing for white folks. Bernie Mac said the best.
White curses is like fucking cunt, word, and prick. Like,
cunt, you prick.
Slut. Like, know what I mean? Those are the white curses. Whore. Yeah, whore.
Slut rag.
The cunt rag, yeah. All that other banana shit.
Hey, don't forget shit bag.
All that.
Shit face.
My ass.
Kiss my ass. Lick my nuts.
Nah, I think kiss my ass is universal. Like, white people really don't got asses, so, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
that's got to be universal.
It's just the principle of the wording now. And when you know what I mean?
Kiss
it. Say universal, just kiss. Like,
put your mouth where I shit.
Like, come on. That's like saying put your face where I pee type shit. Mm-hmm. Like, no, bitch, put your face where I pee. My like, that's really popular.
It's definitely, and to get on the word like that, it's funny because I was actually about to get on the word motherfucker. Like,
motherfucker, like,
that
speaks for itself.
That's like black. I mean, mean it, you know, that, I'm not going to say black, but it's like hood. That's like a hood word. Like, if you're from the hood, you heard motherfucker many times.
Like, white people use it also, but they use it on some proper shit.
Yeah, like you motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Dude, you damn motherfucker.
And we end that with an A, bitch. Motherfucker.
Yeah, they.
Exactly how they be spitting it.
What'd you say? Say it again?
Motherfucker.
They make sure they put that ER at the end. They don't put no A's, you know what I mean? But it's motherfucker. Dude, he's my motherfucker, dude.
That's how do black people say it?
They say motherfucker.
Motherfucker.
Bad motherfucker.
Motherfucker.
Motherfucker. You know what I mean? But, let's ask La Juanita, what's her favorite word, her favorite curse word, and, you know, how do they get down in Cuba? I mean, do they say different, like, do they say it differently, like, what curse words do they use mostly in Cuba? Mira.
Mira, ma.
You on the air, ma.
Mira, coño, what the fuck?
Oh,
yo.
Man.
Yo.
Come on, man. You got the mic right now. Don't fucking...
One of my favorite curse words when Spanish people try to say son of a bitch, they be like, son of a biche. Nobody's ever heard them say, ask any Spanish person, and they have to be Spanish, like recently gotten here or whatever. They can't be born and raised here. Ask them to say son of a bitch for you.
They can't be born from the state. They have to be overseas, like on the island.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they say son,
any island.
And they say son of a bicha?
They be like, son of a biche.
Oh man! Well, since you just calling in, you know, this is around the time that you normally call in. I just asked 6'4" and SD. You know what they thought about? You know who decided curse words were curse words and why? What's your view on that? Like, I couldn't really answer it, but then, you know, 6'4" did say there's probably some corny cat that, you know, he fucking just came out and he couldn't get his rating, so he just said shit, and people decided that was cursing. What's your view on that?
Wow. I guess. I mean, I'm glad they were invented, but at the same time, it's true. Who's to say, and why is it a curse word?
Yeah. It's funny. I was thinking about that the other day. Like, why is fuck? Why can't spoon stand for fuck? So if you tell me I'll spoon you or whatever, like, I don't understand it. Like, who actually came up with this stuff? I mean, like, why do I have to go when it's green? Why can't I go when it's red?
Because if you went when it was red, then you run into somebody else, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not worth it, dog. Like, it's order. It's a certain order for a reason. Like, this in the beginning of the Black Star album, it's like a skit or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And dude says, you know, I was sitting, you know, it's 4:00 in the morning, I was sitting in the car, me and my dudes or whatever, you know, and we were looking you know, we were talking about how brainwashing dumb people were. You know what I'm saying? We were waiting at a red light or whatever. And, you know, that's the conversation that we're having. all the while waiting at a red light to tell them when to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? At 4 o'clock in the morning. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
You know? So it's kind of order like that for a reason, though. Like, I'd rather do it like that, honestly, for my own safety. If nothing else.
Yeah. No, but I'm saying, like, who decided red means stop? And, like, for instance, why the fuck I got to wear all black to a funeral? Why can't I wear all black to, you know what I mean? Why can't I wear all white to a funeral?
You can do what you want, Doug. Do what you do. Like, you'll just be the odd man out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Why do I have to be odd? Like, you know what I mean? Like, who made this? I mean, why white always clean them? Dirty.
Fucking government, nigga. That should be.
It's exactly. It's Putin. It's Putin, man. I'm telling you.
There's your answer, nigga. Them niggas made it like this.
Yeah, it's Putin.
Police and them punk-ass bird-ass niggas out there.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas with badges. Them niggas, man.
Yeah.
To bestow an order that's really not needed in the hood like
it's
that.
The same dudes, that's making two-way streets, one-way streets.
Yeah, like, come on, dog. It's the same dude, basically. Bang.
He's a bang.
Bang. The same dude that's about to raise the fare a quarter, 50 cent, whatever it is, son. Like, that's affecting my bottom line, God. Like, that's for me, and I'm a working motherfucker. I put shit into the economy. Like, I, you know what I'm saying? I put money into, like, smart social security. I put it into, you know, government things. Like, that's why I pay taxes, dog. Like, every week they take that shit out, son. So what the fuck? The fuck is popping?
Crazy.
Yeah, I know. It is what it is, though.
It is what it is, man.
No love life.
Who say fuck these pussies, though?
Mm-hmm. Pussies get fucked.
Basically, that's why I like that pussy. Pussy's too universal. That shit is like the ultimate right there.
Mm-hmm. Like, cool, Manita, how was your day?
My day was good. My day was very good, very busy.
Anything interesting happen? Anybody piss you off? By the way, you're on the, you know, you do realize that this is Monday madness.
It's real tough madness.
Yes.
Man. Fuck is good.
I mean, any madness happen today that pissed you off while you driving? Whatever.
Well, here people in Florida, fucking old people, I swear to God, they should, like, have their licenses taken away at a certain age because everybody here is, like,
mm-hmm.
over 60 and above, and they don't know how to fucking drive. They don't put signal lights. They cut you off. They break in front of you, nobody being in front of them. There's a lot of stupid, stupid old people out there.
Yeah, I did have somebody today.
The people in general.
Someone broke at a green light. Like, they actually put their brake on at the green light. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? See, once again, I told you, fuck is my favorite word. What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
It's a little different out here. This is NY. I should be rough. You know
what fuck has a lot of meanings to it.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck is a universal word.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
fuck is a very universal word. It could be used as a noun, a verb, an adjective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, we use that as anything.
did you bring that skit?
Mm-hmm. Nah, I couldn't even find that skit.
Really?
Yeah. What did you have to put in? Was it on YouTube?
Yeah, it was on YouTube. Just the word fuck.
Oh, you put in the word fuck?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, so you can tell La Cubanita be on some shit to find some shit like this.
Anything, God, like, what's really good?
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
That's a definite movement.
Now, let me ask you fellas something.
Shoot.
You guys are obviously all, like, females, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, what's your preference as far as what do you think of a female? If you meet her, let's say you might have the first day and you're chilling with her. I said you met her in a club. You've been chilling with her. You talk to her and everything. You bring her home.
Well, first of all, first of all, I'm not in the club bagging chicks. That's number one. I'm not even in that scenario. So you gotta, like, you know,
you gotta address that.
Yeah, paint something else. Paint a different.
No. You can address that to JJ. What's good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No, wait. It doesn't even have to be. It could be in a supermarket. You met somebody in a supermarket. It don't have to be in the club. You know, and you gave her your number and. you know, you was like, hey, mommy, you know, and you want to go chill? And she's like, yeah, why not? Let's go chill now, whatever. And you met her the first day. You've been talking to her. Let's say you go to her house. She goes to your house. You've been talking. You've been chilling. At the end of the night, let's say she wants to bag you.
Mm-hmm.
Would you? Well.
She wants to fuck?
Yeah, she wants to fuck. Straight out, be like, listen, papi, I want you, and I want you now.
Oh, whoa, was
All right, now, would you think any less of her because you guys like to talk shit?
No, I just...
I'm going to talk shit anyway.
I'm going to go up. Look, me personally, see, with 6'4", he can know you for, like, you know, fucking a week, 2 weeks, maybe even 2 months. And once he smashes, he's still going to talk shit on you. So, ladies, yeah, I mean, you're just going to get your shit talked on anyway.
Straight up.
Just hang on. Fuck, just fucking up. Give it up. Just give it up and just close
it. And the pipe game is real, too, so, you know, it's not even, you know, there's no place to go. There's no retreat from that, you know what I mean?
Now, with a nigga like me, I type out, and I wouldn't call her a whore just because of the fact that I want something that's quick and easy and done. Wham, bam, thank you, officer. So it's like, I mean, if you easy just like me, hey, let's do this and keep it moving. I mean, but if you try to
okay, but why you gotta be to keep it moving? Like, let's say you won't consider her. That won't be your chick. That won't be somebody you consider. Damn, that's my girl right there.
I don't know. I don't know. It's like it depends on the landscape. You dig? Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? If the landscape is right, then the kid is sitting tight. But it's like if you're not really that popping, like you know. You know what I mean? It's just you might get the left shoulder and keep it pushing, but like if you alright with it, like you know what I mean, you got a little something popping with yourself. I'm like keep it around.
I keep you around for you know what I mean, just so I can get a little bit more of that. You know what I mean? But if it's just like a one night thing,
like
then that's what I'm saying. Like wham bam, let's be out. Like you know what I mean, ain't no spooning going on around here.
Cause it's like you gotta establish establishment. Like all that, like by the nighttime falls, establishment is already established. We know what we're doing and we know what's happening after. You think?
Yeah.
Like, that's
peaceful. No spoon zone. This is a no spoon zone. Listen, no spooning, man.
It becomes straight up booty calling. Just a booty call. That's it.
Just that's what she's making it seem like.
Just a dig down, and you're going to want me to lay next to you and all of that shit. And, like, you know, so you can shut her next to me. And I'm not with it. I'm getting up, going to get something to drink, raiding your fridge, getting dressed, lighting the bulb, and I'm keeping the pressure. Like, I'm not even trying to waste your time. Like, mom, go to sleep. Here's a glass of water. I'm out.
Straight trees
on some smooth shit.
Straight
that's
trees.
That's it. That's it.
Be smart.
Work.
That's it. Now, what if she keeps calling you? And she's like, puppy, come back.
Yeah, then, hold on. Now, the key calling part is like,
address that.
Okay, let's say, like you said, you got your glass of water, you got up, and you left, right?
Yeah, no doubt.
Mm-hmm. And she calls you back, and she's like,
hold on. You got to rewind that.
Hold on. I got her a glass of water. And I left it by the bed, so when she wakes up, she's thirsty, she'll drink it.
Okay. So what if she wakes up?
If she's still calling me, she obviously needs someone to grind her corns off or something like that. So I just, you know, get the fucking grinder out and, you know, get the goggles on and just go to work. Like, I'm the nigga that I get my hands dirty, like, I be in the dirt and all of that. I got dirt under my nails to prove it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, like, whatever. Like, unless she's doing too much. Like, she has to know her place. Like, at a certain point, I don't want to talk to you, like, all the time. Like, and it may be right now that I don't want to talk to you, but that may not sit well with you. You're going to have to deal with that.
You're going to have to
check your emotions, you know what I'm saying? Like, regardless of how you feel for me. You know what I mean?
And depending on what's really going on in between.
Word.
I mean, it's the deciding outcome of what's really popping, like, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to tell you what the best is.
If they're not in a 90-degree angle, with you laying on the bed, your legs have to be at a 90-degree angle.
You got to be right. You got to put in some work.
Mm-hmm.
Put in some work, then, you know, you can talk. Put in some work, we can talk. Like, you know what I'm saying? But it's further than that. You got to keep them on the wayside.
Look, I'm going to tell you what the best is, man. It's good. It has its good things and it has its bad things. I'm sure you fellas going to relate to me. But just starting off, when you pull out and they like, damn, Pa, I don't know if you can be able to put that in me because, oh, man, like, it's just so much. That's it.
It's just what?
I'm like, yo, listen here, Ma. You gotta relax, Ma. Like, you know what I mean? Just fall back.
Yeah.
Let me do what I do. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Let me school you, and this is how it's gonna play out.
Yeah, son, stop buffing your apple, son. Like, come on, fall back. Like, come on, son. Like, it's never been like that, son, where you put that out and bitch the post.
I'm telling you. I wouldn't lie. I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. Shit happens.
Yeah. It happens, but it's like. It's like you overman the situation, you gotta man up on the situation when the female's acting like that.
You can't be like, yeah, let's do this and shit.
Shit like that. Like, know what I mean? Of course, you having sex or whatever, so you know, you doing what you doing, you laying there, how you laying it or whatever. And she's like, it's in me, it's in my stomach or wherever it happens to be at the moment or whatever. And you just like, yo, man, I mean, you got to overman the situation in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, easy, this is how you can take it and you'll be all right.
Yeah, well, this is what I'm talking about, though. After that goes down and all, it's like, just like, you know, like Cubanita just mentioned, it's like, I mean, shorty blows you up, like, constantly calling, hey, baby, how you doing, how's your day, and you like, whoa, check that, shorty, I'm not your baby, all right, I just fucked you, and that's what it is.
I mean, you don't have to be so insensitive at the same time, you know what I'm saying?
Like, I mean, for a club jump off, yeah, you do.
What's a plug?
Wow, we still want club.
Oh, all right. No blowing up, but you got to make that known, like, in the first moments of you meeting her.
You know what I'm saying?
Dude that I am, like, whatever, we'll go back. I'm kind of quiet. I keep to myself or whatever, but you cool. Mm-hmm. We can hang out for a little bit. Do you drink? Let's drink. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. I'm going to light some. Hey, you want some of this? Nah, you good. All right, here, keep drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. And we end up where we end up. And then it goes down, and then, like, that's it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it don't got to be a sequel to that.
That's a wrap, like a condom, nigga.
You might not even get my number. You might not even remember my name.
Depending, like I said. That's reverse depending on what's going on in between those legs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, what's the difference? What attracts you? Like, what's that magnet that you said? It all depends on what's going on between the legs. What is it?
What
does a
girl
gotta have?
What do you mean,
pussy?
Huh?
Hold on, you're asking. You're asking these slanted questions. Like, what are you asking?
I'm asking exactly what it is. What do you consider good pussy that's gonna keep you there?
What does he consider good pussy?
Yeah. What do you consider that's gonna keep you there?
He just said it. What's in between?
Because girls. I mean, just like girls get sprung, guys get sprung too.
Yeah, but, like, she got to be putting in work.
She got to be putting in overtime.
Now, I mean, if we fucking, then she's putting in work. Like, most of these chicks don't put in work. They just, like, lay there.
Mm-hmm. She's like, lay there and take it.
She's actually putting in work where I could be like, all right, man, you see him sweating over here. Why don't you take over now? You know what I mean? Look how you sweat now. You know what I mean?
Okay.
That's when I respect you. Like, all right, you actually got it in.
Or if the head game is on some super head
shit.
It's a wrap. And a lot of girls out here are not like that. Because it's like I said, once, you know what I mean, you bring it out. I mean, they talk a good game, but then they end up getting their ass busted. And then that's when they fall in love. So, you know, it's very hard for guys, you know what I mean? Well, I can only speak for myself.
It's not hard for me. It's not hard for most other men, dog. A lot of men
are suckers. Me?
So it's never happened to any of you guys where a girl is like, let's say you just finish and you think you're the man, you up and everything. She's like, oh, next.
Even if she did say on some next shit like that, all right, boom, I keep it moving as well. It's nothing.
I'm lying. JJ the X-Man is definitely lying. That shit did happen to me once. But Shorty, she's like, and I know this from a couple of cats. Like I knew everyone that bagged Shorty. So it's like, she still could be lying or whatever. But it seemed like, well, number one, Shorty ain't had no walls. So that's the prime example right there.
Yo, that's what you get for fucking with them hoes.
Yeah, she had no walls. Luckily, a nigga was trapped up. The second one,
is that she said that she's non-orgasmic, which is a damn shame. But, yeah, for all the assholes out there that don't know what that means, a girl can't come. She don't get no enjoyment out of sex.
You know what it is? Because I was talking to this woman the other day, and she was telling me the same shit, and I was like, yo, it's definitely there, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like a plug that just has to be pulled out, like the bathtub, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's something that's blocking you from not being able to experience that or whatever, or to reach that, allow yourself. Like, she said that she don't be allowing herself, you know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I might have
that's
to...
No putting in work.
Nah, that's, you know what that is? Talking about she be hopping up the dick and all of that. Listen, that's the one...
Like, come on. Leave
that's the one that you lock her legs up over your shoulders and you grab her throat.
And goes nowhere.
And you fucking just push the bed down and let her bounce up.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that's what you got to do to those ones so they can realize that they deserve it too.
That's the only time you can actually get back at her is when we fuck her. Straight up, in the old actuality, like,
it's the only time I'm gonna beat you.
Beat you, straight up. It's the only time I'm gonna actually hit on you is when I'm hitting that ass.
Hand depending
okay,
on
okay.
your butt.
Mm-hmm. That's my way to get back. Sex is my get back.
Mm-hmm. Big hand.
Now, let me ask you a question, guys. You guys, right? And let's say you have a booty call, right? Let's say y'all friends, whatever. It's just a booty call, and only a booty call, okay? Is it all right? Like, let's say two of you friends bang the same chick. Being that it's only a booty call, is it all right?
What do you mean it's all right?
Like, is she a slut? Like, what's really going on? Is she a neighborhood known slut?
No, but like you said, it's a booty call.
I mean, so that's her function, her primary function, just like the one is to get it popping and keep it pressing, like how most.
Okay, but then is it okay for, let's say, two friends to have the same booty call?
Why wouldn't it be?
I mean, why not share in the network?
If he's not claiming that's his girl, that's his.
I mean, son, niggas have to understand that that's my man. Like, we got to understand. Like I say, it's me and you. We got to understand and whatever it is, what it is. Like, why wouldn't it be all right?
Exactly. I'd rather share this hoe with my fam than
mm-hmm.
I don't know. You know what I mean?
I'm just word up. I'm
really?
I'm still young.
Y'all rather bag the same chick and then I can sit back, watch TV, and talk about the same chick?
You call
I mean, we ain't even got to talk about it. Like, you talking about bagging, like, not putting under my arm, like Rudy from the Huxtables, like, making her my deodorant.
Mm-hmm.
Not like that. Like, just poking her and then pushing her away. Like,
okay.
That's it. Like, your hair just to get... That's what it is, a booty call. So, you're called for the booty, right? That's,
I share, yeah. Like, I don't hide.
You know what I'm saying?
Every time I got women in the cypher,
mm-hmm.
my dudes got women in the cypher because I got
mm-hmm.
women in the cypher.
Mm-hmm.
Straight up, man. I'm too young right now. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm too young for anything other than that right
now. Now, what are the extremities that you do with a booty call? Because you don't do everything with a booty call that you do with your girlfriend or so.
No. Sure don't.
So what are the extremities?
You just hit it and quit it.
None of that kissing.
There's no kissing going on.
Nah,
no. No, none of that.
No need to kiss.
No.
Just strictly sex.
Do you expect it to suck you off?
I mean, depending on who the chick is and like what's her resume and things like that. You know, you gotta dig deep.
What?
It's like
it's all her. We got the buses passing and shit.
You got what?
It's all dependent on the chick's resume.
I said it's all her. We got the buses passing and shit. We on the street as usual.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, let's go with it.
But
so you definitely won't eat a chick out if she's just a booty call.
There's no need for that. Like, no.
Well, like I gotta see.
Booty call knows where the booty call is.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
You know what you came here for.
Uh-huh.
We just going to get it in. You know what I mean? And then you going to bust your nuts or whatever. I'm
uh-huh.
going to get mine.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to, like, go back down the block. Like,
uh-huh.
I had a chick right there in high school and shit.
Uh-huh.
I ain't going to say your name, Mom, but you know what it is.
You know who you are.
Well, I mean, I'm going to keep this shit real. I mean,
uh-huh.
I'm a freaky-ass nigga. Sometimes
uh-huh.
I can be kind of nasty. So it's like,
if I have in my mind that, no, I'm not eating this bitch out, but I have a problem where if, not everyone gets eaten out, but if your pussy smell good and I'm horny enough, I might just go down on this booty call.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Which kind of makes me wonder, like, okay, well, if you eat her out, you might as well put your dick in her raw. It makes no sense not to. The only reason why you won't is because you don't want to get her pregnant.
I mean, she's fucking you in the mouth, you know?
Exactly.
Like,
you might, yeah, but I would look up the situation fucked up, but yeah, La Cubanita, I'd probably, depending on the situation, I probably would get down. Because when I get horny, I start doing, you know, stupid shit.
I mean, I hear you, guys. I mean, you got to master that shit, son. Like, you can't be putting your mouth everywhere. Like, work. That's how you got to get you a main chick, motherfucker.
Main,
you know
chick,
what I'm saying?
You
get you a, get you, yo, son, get you a chick that's around you all the time, like, that you like, that cooks for you, you know what I'm saying, that knows what you like, knows what you don't. Get her and keep her around you, son. And take care of her, and she'll take care of you. You know what I mean? And eat
True.
Her pussy. Eat her pussy. You know what I'm saying?
Can't be out there diving and everything.
Word.
I don't even play my cards that way anyway, so it's like...
Especially head first.
But, you know,
face first.
So what's the most embarrassing thing that's happened to you guys in the bedroom? Anybody had problems where they were really excited and can't get it up?
That happened to me one time.
Yeah,
that happened to me one time too.
But Shorty was ugly, so.
That happened to me one time on the count, like, I ain't gonna make no excuses up, but it's like, that happened to me on the one count, like, Shorty was kind of whack, like.
Yeah.
And, like, she was doing nothing, like, she was, like, giving me head, and, like, I was just like, wow, like. Your head is mad back, and my shit is not even popping. Like, it was just on the count of that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, other than that, the systems are always adults.
Always.
It was just that one time I was like, yo, Shorty, you're kind of whack. Like,
whack.
I think you got to get on the 46. Because, you know.
Get on the first thing smoking, bitch.
But wait, how was she not whack when you picked her up, but she whack when you get her in the bedroom?
I mean, I was in the hood with it, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she was in the hood, man. I knew she was a scally or whatever, so it was like, yo, let's see what you're really working on. So... one thing led to another, like, now me and it got rocking, but it really didn't get rocking because she was like, she really didn't get it rocking. She didn't do it for me. That's basically what it boils down to.
She didn't turn you on?
Nah, basically. Like, she didn't do it for me. Like, I'm sorry, man. Like I said, I ain't going to say your name as much about it, you know. She wasn't popping.
She wasn't popping for you?
Not for me.
You know, who was the other one that said thinking that couldn't get it up?
Rather?
Yeah.
Who was the other one that was saying that couldn't get it up?
It was me.
This dude here.
Yo, fucking, I was, man, I remember like it was yesterday, because it was.
Lord.
Yeah,
that's why you weren't answering your phone, huh?
Yeah, nah. Who said because it was?
Huh?
I said because it was, but someone else agreed with me while I was saying it.
I mean, I don't know what you're talking about. I was like
16, and the chick, she was over the crib, and of course my mom's crib, and it's like, I put the condom on, but when she bent over, like I said, I wasn't really into sex like that. I mean, so I guess I was being raped. But she just did it, and my dick just got soft. I couldn't get it up. I didn't know what the fuck was going on, but...
That's when you test her head game after all that.
Right. Yeah.
No pesky of her head down in the cock.
Yeah. I really don't want to get into it, you know, because tomorrow's Tasty Tuesdays. That's when I'll even get our sex talking.
Yeah,
you know,
no doubt.
But I got to play this skit, you know what I mean? Because it's Monday Madness, and
It's like, it's the first day of the week.
Let's just pick someone out to flame.
Like, fucking, you have the weekend, you party it up, then you come back to Dragon Ass Monday.
Mondays.
Everywhere you go, people bitching. Oh, yeah. I can't wait till it's
Monday. If you hear, this is where Mondays is at, man. Straight trade.
Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't know, but I have this little video that I'm going to put on. I can't really put the video on because I ain't downloading nothing, but I'm going to do the hood way and put it to the fucking phone. It's the history of the word fuck. And from what I heard so far, it's pretty fucking hilarious. Wow, fuck is the best word. Fuck hilarious.
It is the best word.
It's fucking hilarious. So y'all stay tuned, and I'm about to put that shit on right now.
Mm-hmm. Spread the legs, bitch. Open them up.
All right, here we go. The history of the word fuck.
Perhaps one of the most interesting words in the English language today is the word fuck. Out of all of the English words that begin with the letter F, fuck is the only word that is referred to as the F word. It's the one magical word, just by its sound, can describe pain, pleasure, hate, and love. Fuck, as most words in the English language, is derived from German, the word flicken, which means to strike. In English, fuck falls into many grammatical categories, as a transitive verb, for instance, John fucked Shirley. As an intransitive verb, Shirley fucks. Its meaning's not always sexual. It can be used as an adjective, such as, John's doing all the fucking work. As part of an adverb, Shirley talks too fucking much. As an adverb enhancing an adjective, Shirley is fucking beautiful. As a noun, I don't give a fuck. As part of a word, abso-fucking-lutely, or in-fucking-credible. And, as almost every word in a sentence, fuck the fucking fuckers. As you must realize, there aren't too many words with the versatility of fuck, as in these examples describing situations such as fraud, I got fucked at the used car lot. Dismay, aw, fuck it. Trouble, I guess I'm really fucked now. Aggression, don't fuck with me, buddy. Difficulty, I don't understand this fucking question. Inquiry, who the fuck was that? Dissatisfaction, I don't like what the fuck is going on here. Incompetence, he's a fuck off. Dismissal, why don't you go outside and play hide and go fuck yourself? I'm sure you can think of many more examples. With all of these multi-purpose applications, how can anyone be offended when you use the word? We say, use this unique, flexible word more often in your daily speech. It will identify the quality of your character immediately. Say it loudly and proudly. Fuck you!
Oh, I hope y'all heard that clearly, because I'm not playing that motherfucker back again. Shit. Cuba Lita, I'm fucking up. Cubanita.
Yes, you are.
Huh?
I said, yes, you are.
I am what?
Fucking up.
Yeah, I definitely am.
You done fucked it all up.
Yeah, I fucked it. Wait, did you hear it?
Hell yeah.
All right. It was clear?
Yeah.
What the fuck is on these buttons, man? Oh, there we go. Hey, asshole. How about you take your speaker off?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Mom, you crying your comb.
What y'all thought about that little segment?
It was very loud, and it was very informative. Fuck the fucking fucker. Fuck can be used as a noun, pronoun, adjective.
Makes me love the word even more.
Oh, yeah.
Word.
Fuck! Come here! Fucking come here!
Oh, fuck.
What did I tell you, Ron? What the fuck did I tell you? Did I tell you when I come home, I want my mashed potatoes mushed? Did I tell you that?
What the fuck are you guys talking about?
What did I tell you? I'll be in there when I get in there.
What the fuck?
Ask my wife. Anything that I say and that I want. Anything I want, I get.
Fuck.
Fuck, man. Fuck. Fuck you.
What did I tell you? What the fuck did I tell you?
Your fucking ass home. Like
two
nah.
Fuck. Sailors talking. Two pirates talking or something, man.
Arr.
That's that Martin shit. Yeah.
Would you be giving me some of that pussy? Arr.
I like
that old pirate pussy.
Fuck me.
Pirate pussy.
Yeah.
Cat pussy. The one-eyed pussy.
Yeah, the one-eyed pussy with the stench. A little right. Stench. I like a little pussy with a little bit of stench.
Yo, JJ, I heard your pockets were tighter than cat pussy.
Huh?
Heard your pockets were tighter than cat pussy.
Oh, yeah? Who told you that shit?
I don't know. Some other cat pussy. Some bitch.
Oh, damn. Cubanita. Damn!
That's good.
Cubanita.
What are you looking at on MySpace?
Nah, I'm fucking looking at some fucking questions. You could tell she has sex on her mind.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
She definitely has sex on her mind.
Yeah, it's been a minute, so.
It's been a minute since what? You've been penetrated?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you need to come. How long?
We shall not discuss that.
Mm.
Too long.
Okay, all right. No touchy subject.
Way too long.
Way too long? So how long is way
gets
too
long? Gets me fucking upset.
So what the fuck?
Not
air it out.
Right.
Air that shit out.
Who fucked it up?
Cornball ass niggas.
I hope he wasn't a Moreno. Moyo, as they say.
Oh, no. Nothing like that.
What are you, a nun?
Huh? Halfway there.
Oh, boy.
I'm celibate.
Shit, bro, you're not celibate. You think about fucking sex every fucking day, and you fucking when
it think about it to do it is two different things.
And of course it is. I mean, that goes without saying. But when it comes time for you to get it, it's gonna be like you emerge from the famine, from the Ethiopian famine.
It's gonna be fucking great.
Hey, fuck!
Exactly. You're gonna be fucking on the ceiling.
Yes, sir.
So,
shit's gonna hit the fucking fan.
Definitely not celibate. You might be celibate physically or whatever. You might even touch yourself. That's none of my business. But, but you're definitely not celibate in your mind.
Fill your pimp cup up.
Definitely not celibate in the mind. It's alright though. We ain't gotta discuss that either.
Mm-hmm.
Next subject.
Yeah, next subject. I'm gonna play a fucking song.
Uh huh.
John, I've been trying to play all fucking week. I mean, I finally got it on wax. I mean, it's the new kind. Well, I don't know how new it might be. I don't give a fuck, really.
Okay.
Fucking assholes. But it's Kanye Beanie Siegel Freeway Can't Tell Remix. Shit is actually on point.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it locked on the TD show. Technical difficulties.
Pussy.
We'll be back, you pussies.
Get in line.
Be a fresh remix. Rockefeller, motherfucker. You can't tell me nothing. Gangster, I don't buy it. You can't sell me nothing. I'm everything you thought I wasn't. Now check out how I does it on this K West production. All your bullish, I will flush. And I got the paper to wipe that ass. Every little song and dance, come out, y'all hype that trash. And y'all far from a hater. The suckers gotta eat too. Get y'all paper.
I ain't mad at you.
I just can't deal with these fake rappers.
Nah.
Most of these niggas wear they boxes backwards. Just claim king but can't govern they household. Got real niggas doing time from they mouthful. Why eat niggas always rap with a mouthful? But you know they don't play with me. The realest nigga alive. What can these niggas say to me?
Wait till I get my money right. La 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 la. Then you can't tell me nothing right.
Excuse me.
tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. I had a dream that Jane and Jane was back together, and in that second everything was back the same. In reality, your boy once the Mac came back and said that I would never rap again. But I'm back and that's the way the ball bounced. The verses an ounce, the album's a brick, now it's time for trap again. Y'all lame, I am the product hotter than lava. They wonder how this Rockefeller package came. First you take a brick of J, a brick of Yay, couple quarters of freeway, an ounce of beans. Then you chillin' with the flow. We the realest, even Dontrell Willis cutting off the team. Yeah, we speak the truth and they believe us. Tell FEMA, even Hurricane Katrina cutting off the flames. Rockefeller here to stay, we airing out y'all lanes. Free at last on the way, so clear them out my lane. Yeah.
La la la, wait till I get my money right. La 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 la, then you can't tell me nothing, right?
Excuse me, was you saying something? You can't tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. Yeah, homie, this the theme song. First I get my money right, then I get my team on. If I always prayed to have gleam on $300 jeans on, do that mean I dream wrong? And I was high as a midget, fly as an insect, even though we in debt. And it don't matter if I get a number, cause when I get my money right, she gon' come running. And I be good like God with an extra O. God knows that my check needs some extra O's. And you know that you need to bring some extra snatch and jogging pants either. Tell them with some sexy clothes. Man, my game's so professional, and my chain's so fresh they go. But after the fame, did you gain anything? Damn, yeah, would you change anything? Well,
if I had $1 billion, yeah,
I got more pink polos and pop those collars. Misery love company, her nickname Sorrow. My Benz need company, her nickname Tahoe. Wait till I get my money, everybody motto. So I'ma need a Bravo for everything that I wrote. Yeah, hey mama, they can't hate 'em, cause after all of the drama, Kay slayed 'em.
La la la, hey. Wait till I get my money right. La la, yeah. La la, then you can't tell me nothing, right?
Excuse me, was you saying something? You can't tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing.
Wait till I get my money right. La, 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 la. Then you can't tell me nothing, right?
I don't feel too late.
Yeah. 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 No, seriously. I got more.
Good money made.
Yo, welcome back to the TD show. Technical
right.
Difficulties. You're on line
that's
with
right.
64SD.
That's right.
La Cubanita.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's right.
JJ the X-Man.
That's uh-huh. right.
Jam lines is 347-215-8388. I want to give a quick
right.
shout out to Christy Marie. She was in the chat line. She said she was, you know, stopping in and check up on us and that we was doing a great job.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
thank
yeah.
you, Christy.
Uh-huh.
Big shout out to you. Big shout out to Virgo Smith.
Virgo Smith, man.
You still got me bugged out about that when you're talking about the hump.
Mm-hmm. Let me get some beats, man. Yeah, shout out to my dick, man.
Oh,
shut up, like,
yeah. I'm about to put a little instrumental joint on, you know, so, you know, y'all can flow.
I mean, you got to chop those, really. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
Yeah, when we play the beat on it, you're talking over it.
Oh, yeah, definitely you can put the beat on, God.
Yeah, hold on. I'm going to put this beat on. Y'all still got an hour with us. We go off air at 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So stay
no,
tuned.
No,
put a nice
put
little
on
beat
the,
on.
Put on the soundtrack to the hood, God.
To the what?
The soundtrack to the hood, man.
Oh, the soundtrack to the hood?
Alright,
hold on. Let me get the hood soundtrack right quick.
Is that war music? Not horror music. That like in the guns in the storm music.
Let me get some joints out. Hold on.
Where's Cuba?
You guys are gonna spit, or you guys wanna do some random trivia?
Do some trivia?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, let's do some trivia.
What kind of trivia? Let's do some trivia. I'm with it.
Just some stupid trivia. Shit that just make you think. Like, has anybody ever thought, can you cry underwater?
I don't know.
Can you cry underwater?
Can you cry underwater? Shit just makes you think.
I think you can cry underwater. You just can't tear underwater.
Why?
You can't, because, like, it mixes in with the water that's around your face.
You think you can?
Yeah, like, you sad, you're going to feel it. Like, you feel, like, when you cry, like, your face feels a certain way, like it burns or whatever. So you might feel that, but there'll be no, like, tears. You know what I'm saying?
But if there's no tears, is that really crying?
Well, if you have goggles on, you could cry underwater.
That's what's up. Now, how about this? You ever notice a pizza is round, right?
Peach?
A pizza.
Uh-huh.
A pizza is round. Why does it come in a square box?
Because the boxes are more easily stackable and movable and stuff and stuff.
Oh, you just got the answers to everything. Okay.
I sure do.
Let's get more. Okay. Did you know that these are just like your little facts of you know, things that you wonder if they make sense or not? In Lebanon, men are legally allowed to have sex with animals, but the animals must be female, because having sexual relations with male animals is punishable by death.
I'm not even getting involved.
Why not?
No, that's not a movement that I want to really take you to. No bestiality.
But does it make sense?
Does it make sense?
I mean, not
at all. Like, how can you, like, you can fuck these animals, but not the other ones, otherwise we'll kill you. Like,
yeah, because fucking animals is okay, right?
Yeah, I don't get it. All right,
in Bahrain, right, a male doctor may examine a woman's genitals, right, but is prohibited from looking at them directly, so he must reflect on a mirror.
That's funny.
Doesn't look backwards.
And
let's see, the penalty for masturbation in Indonesia is decapitation.
Jesus Christ. Can't even touch yourself? What the hell is going on?
That's worse than going blind. Remember when they used to tell you, don't masturbate or you'll go blind?
Word. Or your hair will fall out of shit. Word. That's, or you'll go blind. That shit is crazy. Word.
Well, you know, that's not true.
There'd
be a whole bunch of blind of you motherfuckers walking out
Word.
There.
I would not be seeing right now. I would not be seeing much right now.
All right. You know that there are men in Guam whose full-time job is to travel to the countryside, okay, and deflow young virgins who pay them for the privilege of having sex for the first time.
That's what it is. That's what I need to be. Fuck the bullshit.
That's something like
and a pimp. You need to go on, yep.
Yeah. I need to go
you need to go live in Guam, because in Guam, it's forbidden for virgins to get married.
So they gotta get fucked.
No, that's something like a pimp. I don't like to keep my pimp glass full.
Words. I would never get married. I would just go around deflowering women.
Deflowering.
Never, because I'd be like, Ma,
and get paid for it.
I can't marry
get paid for.
Or, Ma, I can't marry you because you're a virgin, but I'll hit, though. You know what I'm saying? Yep. And then retreat back into my cave.
Back in.
On the mountainside with my goat.
That's crazy. In Hong Kong, a betrayed wife is legally allowed to kill her adulterous husband, but she may only do so with her bare hands. All right?
Uh-huh.
The husband's illicit lover, on the other hand, may be killed in any manner desired. That's justice right there.
Yeah, wow.
That's kind of bananas.
I mean, why are you trying to act like you ain't never been that other woman?
Mm-hmm.
Who?
You an owl now?
Who?
Come on, what the hell? That ain't that dark out.
Nah, not me, because you know what? I don't give myself second place.
That's what it is. No sloppy
you
second.
You holding the champion slot then? What's going
on? That's right. Now, that I've known of or whatever, it's been a different story because, yes, I have talked to people and they say they don't have nobody, but the minute I find out that they have somebody, it's dead. Done. You got the picture.
Sounds good.
Drop you like a bad habit.
That sounds good. You've been
that means you've never been in love before.
You've been out your mind before. Cut it out.
Who? I've been in love.
So you know.
And I've had my heart broken.
You ain't that stone cold.
All right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm walking away. You think you're Robert De Niro? I'm walking away in 30 seconds flat from anything. You got feelings. You got feelings.
So you
got to
do it.
Sounds good.
Now you just got to walk away.
No doubt.
It's going to hurt you anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
True, indeed.
Check this out. In Cali, Colombia, a woman may only have sex with her husband for the first time, but the first time it happens, her mother must be in the room to witness the act.
What?
Whoa, really? This is really being brought to the family right now.
Mom, let me borrow your face. Let me borrow your mouth for a quick.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make sure. I want to check your temperature. Make sure it's above.
Sure, it's above room temperature. Above room temperature, Mark, because you got to be able to definitely maneuver your face while she at. And everything would be all crazy.
That is not good. That is not good.
Oh, man. No. Hell yeah.
Let's see.
Mom knows
where
you're not.
I mean, that fucking around. Mom's
gonna
tell you.
You know who this is, man.
In Santa Cruz, Bolivia, right, they had to make a law and pass it to be legal for a man to have sex with a woman and her daughter at the same time. What do you guys think of that?
Wait.
They had to pass a law, okay, for it to be illegal for a man, right, to have a sex with a woman and her daughter at the same time.
The women out there must be really slutty. Or either that, or the men must be, like, really...
Whoa.
Yeah. Niggas.
Whoa.
Like, wolf in the car.
That's
like,
so.
Trying to get the 3 pigs.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
That shit is wild.
I'm telling you, you thought we were crazy in this side of the world?
We are.
Let's see.
That beat is hot.
In Maryland, it is illegal to sell condoms at vending machines, with one exception. Prophylactics may be dispensed from any vending machine only in places where alcoholic beverages are sold for consumption on the premises.
Word. So right after you buy this beer, you can fucking buy this condom and then you could go in the bathroom and get it rocking.
Yeah, and get it rocking.
Word. Ma, listen. Shh. Don't talk so loud. Just put your leg, one leg up on the fucking toilet seat.
Went over my shoulder.
Matter of fact, just hold on to the top of the stall. I'm going to hold your legs up. All right?
Put it.
And plow you against the fucking cow.
Like five minutes
hard. I'm going to grind your back into the fucking cows like the Matrix.
Oh.
Cuba Link?
Oh.
Hey, Cuba Link?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
That's good.
Hey, did you hear me fuck up just now?
Yes. For like the third time. I'm about to like tell you, just don't even say my name.
My bad. Because it's like the lie's getting me. Like, I just want to call you Cuba, but it's La Cubanita.
Go ahead. You can call me Cuba. At least you won't fuck that up.
Yeah, Cuba.
Oh.
Yeah, you sound a little staggered there, like, you know, all the sex talk is getting to you.
Who, me?
Yeah. Hope you're not getting too wet over there.
Maybe.
Mm.
Yeah. Never know.
Sorry, I just want a pair of panties. That's good. What's the
matter?
All for you sit back tonight and think about that.
Uh-huh.
I said you all can sit back and think about that.
Think about what? You being wet?
whether I was or I wasn't.
No, I'll just
you guys get me hot enough to get me wet?
I'll just watch a porn. Oh, shit.
You just want?
That, I'll just watch a porn. That'll give me the same desired effect.
Okay. I don't think so, but if you do.
What you mean? You don't think what?
I don't think that a porn can give you the same effect as having somebody right there in front of you.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, not at all.
Yeah.
And I love myself very well. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, if you don't love yourself, who will?
Mark. Exactly. Everybody's shit. Paul.
Exactly.
I just really want a warm mouth that's above room temperature to park in. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want it to be above room temperature, and I just want to park my cock in there and just leave it there. Like,
leave it there. You can just work your tongue around.
You know, like, that's what I want to do. You know what I mean? Like, no questions asked. Like, no hands. No questions asked. Like,
and we need you. We possibly, we might need you to swallow that, man.
Might. Listen, I'm not even pulling out, man. Just like, what you do. I'm not pulling out. Like,
this thing is a wild.
Yeah,
bug. This thing is a wild.
Why would I pull out? Come on, man. You know you love it.
The nigga start.
You know
crazy.
You know you love it. And you know what I tell him, Mark? Hey, yo, listen. I'm gonna tell y'all something. I'm gonna give y'all a secret. All right.
Okay, go ahead. Give us a secret.
This is not for you.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
This is for the boys.
You're talking about me. Oh, okay.
All right, fellas. Listen, when you know, getting your grind on or whatever, and she's, you know, orally copulating your phallus.
That's good.
This is what you say to her. Listen, ma. You know what's going down after this, right? Make sure you look her right in her fucking eyes, too.
Uh-huh.
And you say, look, I'm only going to give you as much as you can suck, so let's get it. I'm only going to give you as much as you can suck, so if you only suck the head, that's all you can. You fucking fooling yourself.
Fooling yourself.
You know what I'm saying?
You are fooling yourself.
You better fucking stick your tongue out. That's what I tell them all the time. Stick your tongue out and open your throat. All the mouth.
It's a cocking mouth. Cocking.
You know what I'm saying?
Cocking mouth.
I'm trying to skeet, like,
niggas definitely trying to skeet that.
Don't
worry. You still want to choke somebody.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Niggas really trying to skeet in the throat. Like, wow. Mm-hmm. Like, literally, like, yo, open up for a while I'm skeeting down your throat.
I mean, we're
just grizzly.
There's no better time than the present to, like, why fuck around?
Learn. I'm going to give a shout out to Dr. Blockstein.
Mm-hmm. What up, Doc?
He's one of our listeners. As you can see, our listener status is definitely going up. Definitely give a shout out to the sexy Amber Wheatley.
Let's go, Amber.
Go, Amber.
So sexy ass.
Virgo Smith.
Virgo.
Let
my man get a beat, bro.
Word, we're going to get a beat. I ain't even going to catch wreck right now.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guys, I got some questions to ask you.
Yeah,
I was looking
that.
Up this thing online, right, and it says that 94% of men lie about their penis size.
Uh-huh.
Is that true?
Yeah.
That is extended?
Yeah, actually, they do.
Yeah. I always lie. You always lie? I always lie. I always say it's smaller first, then I always say it's bigger. So then they don't know what the fuck to figure. They don't know what to do. And then when I pull it out, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter?
Nope. It doesn't matter.
So they say the average man is 5 inches when erect, no matter.
Wow,
like,
that
you
sucks.
Know.
The average white man.
The average white man.
You can't say that, dog. You average man
is 5 inches long when erect.
No.
You got white boys like Marky Mark supposedly that got, you know, like 12.
Pause.
So, hey, I don't know, man.
Pause. I mean, we pause that. We freeze the giant cock conversation. Pause again. You know what I'm saying? Like, seriously, dog. Like, listen, it's not my shit is way longer than 5 inches. I'll tell you that right now. And it's like not no pencil either. So
no,
I don't know about that fact right there. That might be a white factoid.
I told her that already. Mm-hmm.
Or a non-black. Straight up. Or not me. I don't know about
Yeah, you gotta say you, because there's a lot of brothers out there fucking it up for us.
Word, nah, I'm holding it.
I'm holding my own
I'm
for
holding
it.
It down
for so you guys would consider yourself above average, right?
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes, man.
Yeah.
Then you can turn the fucking lights out and close the door. I don't give a fuck. You can do whatever you want to do. Close the door.
Yeah, definitely.
So then
yeah.
It's not true whether that your penis size is the same thing as your shoe size or anything like that?
I don't know. Nah, I wear size 12, and, you know.
Yeah. You're straight up, man. Come on.
I ain't slinging 12, so I'll tell you that right now.
I tell you that.
Like I said before, man, I mean, I might not hurt you, but I'll give you a mouthful. So, you know, that's all that really matters, that mouthful.
Basically, you know what I'm saying? Shut you the fuck up when it's time to shut you the fuck up. But really, though, like, I got size 13 and a half.
Too much info.
We need to switch topics.
No telling what men, what got men's got.
Too much men.
Too much
men
on men combo.
You gotta refrain. Niggas gotta refrain from all that manhood talk. Let's get back to these women. Listen, man, they always there, God.
Back to this
she
money.
She posed the fucking question, God. And that's
I mean,
what
that was answered like. You know,
nah,
it was
they were in progress, God. What the fuck is you talking about? Right,
next
man?
Question, man.
Let's change the topic. Do you know a pig's orgasm lasts 30 minutes?
What? Pigs have orgasms?
A pig?
Yep, and they last 30 minutes.
Are we talking about cops?
Work.
Or no. Pigs like animal
pigs.
Pigs,
a regular pig, an oink oink.
Oh, I thought you said pigs like cops, like them cops.
No. A regular pig. Oink, oink.
Oink, oink, oink.
Oink, oink.
Yeah, their orgasms last 30
John
minutes.
Bone.
Imagine coming for 30 minutes.
30
John
minutes.
Bone, John Bone and Manteca, nigga. Work. No Salador and Mantenador, goddammit. Oh, boy. I ain't with it.
I got a question for y'all, man. Word up. How big is too much of a booty?
How big is too big?
Yeah, like, when is it too much ass?
I mean, it all depends on what's covering the ass.
Like Buffy.
You know what I'm saying?
Like an ass like Buffy.
Nah, Buffy got a big ass, but I mean, what's she going to be like when she's like 40 or some shit? But I guess it don't matter because you just really sticking and moving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, her shit is like kind of ridiculous. And she's alright. Like, she's cute in the face. She's alright. You know what I'm saying? So that's part of it, too. But I ass factor, I wouldn't want to roll with her down the street, son. It's too much attention.
Yeah, it's too much going on.
You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas
so how much exactly is too much?
I mean, I don't know. You gotta look at
I haven't really came across with too much as yet. So when I come across it, then I'll be able to tell you that.
Mm-hmm. Not only that, but it's relative to the individual. Like, you can have a big ass on a tall woman or a short woman, and it looks so different. Like, it'll look too big for the small woman. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it all depends. On the thighs and all of that, like how the thighs lead up into the ass and the posture and the breasts. You know what I'm saying? It's a whole bunch of
this.
It's a lot of things. No, seriously, the curvature of the back and how it leads into the ass. You know what I'm saying? Like if it's a teardrop booty, like it all depends.
Ass.
Yeah, it all depends. Like with like big like stripper asses
and table booty.
That shit is not the movement.
Uh huh.
Yeah, I don't do it. I think that's too much.
I'm straight. I had one of those when I was younger,
mm-hmm.
And I don't even know where she came from, dog. Like, I was just in the peas.
She was king.
And it was late night. It was late night. I just, you were with me, as a matter of fact, JJ. JJ, you remember that?
When?
We walked from East New York to Brownsville, Brooklyn.
Uh-huh.
And we went to Grandma Carter's house, and we were going to spend the night there.
Uh-huh.
And we went to Miss, you know where Miss Rogers lives in Brownsville houses?
Yeah.
We went there for whatever reason, and I seen the chick in there, you know what I'm saying? She had on, like, some ridiculous outfit, but, yo, her ass was crazy, and her titties was crazy, and I couldn't tell that she was a stripper or something like that, but it didn't click.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, yo, son, her ass was right. You know what I'm
yo,
saying?
I gotta tell her this fucking story. It was about my cousin, actually.
Let's go.
It's kind of a fucked up story. So I'm going to put his name out there. But I'm with my cousin in the subway,
mm-hmm.
And we chilling. You know what I mean? And it was just, you know what I mean, this dude on the phone, but he walked away, right? So it's like the phone rang and my cousin answered the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So the nigga answered the phone. He talking to, you know what I mean, the shorty and all that. Turns out he gets the number back. So we go back to his spot and we, you know what I mean, he calls shorty up. My cousin calls shorty up. He's talking to her and shit. And it's like me being a nosy motherfucker. I was young and dumb. I picked up the phone, and, the eavesdrop.
Mm-hmm.
And they talking, and my cousin was like, "Yo, so what do you look like?" So shorty was like, "Well, I look just like you."
Mm-hmm.
So my cousin's like, "Well, explain."
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, what do you mean you look just like me? Like, what are you, black? What are you, tall? Like, what? I mean, what are you talking about? You never seen me.
Mm-hmm.
And shorty was like, "Well, I look just like you. I'm a dude."
Oh, man. Oh, man. That is crazy.
Yeah.
That's just wrong.
So my cousin just like, "Yo, man, yo, don't call this number no more." You know what I mean? It's dangling that nigga.
86, that whole
86.
86.
Wow.
That's crazy, man. So what the fuck? You had to knock that motherfucker out or something?
Huh? Nah, man. I just told that nigga. I'm like, "Wow, dog. That shit is suspect, dog. That's what you get for fucking answering payphones in NY.
That's what you get for answering payphones in train stations.
Yeah. Shit.
Yeah, but don't do that, like, unless you in for a bad day or some shit.
Yeah, word up.
That's some crazy shit.
So continue with your questions, man. Like, you were asking some really pertinent questions.
Let's see what type of questions you want me to ask.
Well, hold on. Let me spit out. I got a joke of the day.
Technical difficulties. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
I bet. Some Cuban shit. So, La Cubanita, you might be low with it. Oh, shit. Cubans are Cubans. St. Peter came to the Lord and said, "I have to talk to you. We have some Cubans up here who are causing problems. My flute is missing. Mojo sauce is all over the place. They are making fucking Goya Berras. What's that, Goya Berras?
Goya Berras, yeah.
Yeah, from their robes.
Their shirts.
They have Domino tables. You can correct me if I'm fucking it up.
Go ahead, Domino tables.
They have Domino, oh, damn. I feel like a dumbass. They have Domino tables in the cafeteria, and they're wearing basketball caps instead
baseball
of
caps.
Halos. Damn!
Oh, Lord.
Damn! What's going on?
Technical difficulties.
Yeah, technical
difficulties.
They refuse to stop making Cuban coffee on the heavens stairs, and some of them are walking around with just one wing. The Lord said, "Cubans are Cubans, Peter. Heaven is home to all my children. If you want to know about real problems, ask the devil." Peter calls the devil, answers the phone. "Hello?" "Damn! Hold on a minute." The devil returns the phone. "Okay, I'm back. What can I do for you?" Peter replies, "I just want to know what kind of problems you're having down there." The devil again says, Hold on. The devil comes back to the phone. "Man, I don't believe this. Hold on." This time the devil is gone 15 minutes. The devil returns and says, "I'm sorry, Peter. I can't talk right now. Those damn Cubans have put out the fire and are trying to install air conditioning." Ha, ha, ha. Oh, man, that shit was funny.
Only on this show.
Will you hear that? I fucking fucked the whole joke up, so,
Yeah, I was coming.
But I got a question to, La Cubanita. You're a driver, right?
I'm a driver.
Okay, so you know the difference between your stop signs and all that shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, bet. This is only towards her, so fellas, fall back. How do you spell spots? Like a spot on your clothes.
S-P-O-T.
What do you do at a green light?
G-O. Go.
G-O, go? Did you have to
go.
Spell it out?
Yeah, because I was already in the mode of spelling it out. S-P-O-T-G-O.
All right. What's the color of your ceiling?
My ceiling, white.
What do cows drink?
Milk. Oh, I mean,
Gotti.
Gotti.
Water. He got me.
One more.
Go ahead.
All right. How do you spell coast, as in East Coast?
East Coast, C-O-A-S-T.
What do you put in a toaster?
Bread.
Ooh. Which one of you motherfuckers is about to say toast?
Toast.
One of them was thinking toast.
I know, I felt it too.
Hold on, listen.
It was that mental telepathy.
Yeah.
Hey, listen. Toast. I just said it.
That's a smart ass.
Thinking it hard.
Toast.
Fucking toast, man. Give me some fucking toast.
The toast moment. Yeah, hold on, listen. Fuck that. What about the roast moment, man? Because I know there's a flame.
There's a flame brewing.
I got a flame in my heart. I got a storm in my heart right now.
And you gotta drop that anthem on them real quick.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, definitely. Let me play. I just got some new intros in too. Nigga just got some new intros. Let me put that backbeat on. Put that backbeat on right quick. Give me some of that nigga get me out of jail shit.
Uh huh.
You know, T.I. Because he ain't getting out no time soon. Yeah, get your roast on. I got to find this shit.
Yo, listen, man. The sloppy station gets roasted immediately, all right?
Yeah.
sloppy you know you are. Sloppy seconds, you know, you're always going to be a loser and a disappointment and embarrassment to your parents, so you might as well just, like, dig a hole in the land.
Oh, this nigga talking about shoot my jersey off.
Yeah.
Hope you got a lot of clothes, because I got a lot of jerseys for you to shoot off.
matter of fact, man, after the first shot, that's lick, man. I got you with a headshot off the roof, because there's not going to be any shooting in that direction.
Gotta be twisted out here, dog. Oh,
you better
my God.
You better watch your surroundings, nigga. There might be somebody on the roof or something.
Yeah. We need to fall back with shit. You don't even know me, Pop. You don't even know me, Pop. So
yeah.
Just fall back with all the grease talk.
Uh-huh.
We don't even need it over here, sloppy man.
And you don't want it either.
More, son. You don't even get a fucking opening credit, God. Like, what's really popping?
Yo, but your son, his face ain't even on the page, dog.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
his
you don't even.
Not even on the page.
You don't even get an opening credit, God. Like, come on.
That says it all. That says, like, basically what you mean to the show.
Niggas is from Philly, repping like they from New York.
Listen, you're not.
Yeah, like, what's. Oh, man.
And hold on,
man.
One more thing. I got another fucking bone.
Oh, boy.
I already
know where he's going with this one.
Listen. Let's stop fronting like we're from fucking one place and we're from another place, all right?
Oh, let me tell you, y'all. These niggas got their little jump off. Talk about how we from New York or whatever, but they from Philly. Y'all the niggas is from Philly.
Right.
They ain't from New York. Our Bed-Stuy. Talking about
Bed-Stuy.
Much love to Philly, but
nah,
still.
No, much love to Philly. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah,
Philly gets it rocking, but it's like, come on.
Now.
Even Philly niggas would even feel me. Like, come on, why would y'all not? Why would y'all be claiming New York?
Exactly, when you from Philly.
Why? You from Philly, like, what's really popping?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Philly don't get twisted. Philly gets it right out there. All right,
but let's not forget about the origin.
Oh, now we can't forget about NY.
The genesis, the nucleus. Let's not forget about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, we right here. This way,
nigga.
So if you gonna front like you from the Grand or you be in the Grand or whatever, talk to me, man. Find me in one of the cornrows or something, man. If you in the Grand.
You're talking Bed-Stuy, y'all.
Where you be at Bed-Stuy, Mom?
Exactly.
Mom, I'm not even trying to really come at you because I used to live over there in Kingston and Tuba, if you know where that's at.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But you know that is what it is. Like,
I don't think Shorty knows where it is because Shorty said the bodega. Like, there's a million and one bodegas. Like, where?
Mom, listen.
Word.
Come holler at me. Get off your computer. You know what I'm saying?
put your sunglasses on, come hop in the truck in the back of something. You know what I'm saying? And I take you a couple places or something, man. Like, I take you to Brooklyn. You want to go to Bed-Stuy or something, man? I'll take you to Bed-Stuy. I'll take you through there. I'll send you to the bodega for Dutchess. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then you can really talk about that experience. Yeah. You get what I mean? So, you know, it's
it ain't real, nothing.
It's all real here. You know what I mean?
What about
small business, guys.
What about old boy, though?
Nah, niggas already, like, showed their colors, man, and, like...
Wait, you talking about tightness?
Hold on. We know who old boy is. We ain't even going to say niggas' name.
Yeah, talking about...
We ain't even going to say niggas' name, but...
Come on, what's wrong with niggas calling up, like, your man was tripping or whatever. Come on, son, like, if that was... If you wouldn't do that for your fam or whatever, son, that makes you less than... Whatever you thought I was, you know what I mean? Fuck out of here, nigga.
Check out the page, y'all. He looks just like the female.
Check your panties, nigga. They might be, like, dripping or green or something like that, man. Stop wearing tight jeans.
He cool, but he going against the grain. And, like,
I mean, to tell you the truth, the pretty much the leader of the pack, they got rid of. So now the leader of the pack is running his show with fucking, Cubanita... fucking 6-4 and SD. Uh-huh. Like, we got the hottest show, and this is our first night. Like, what's really good? And then at that, you know what I mean, I may be where I'm at right now, but I was born. I know how to travel around NY without getting fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
The other two guys is from New York. The other shorty, she's from North Jersey, and that's considered New York. So it's like, what's good? Ain't shit fake over here. We show y'all much love. Anything you want to know, we show y'all much love. That's the core.
I got love for the other two, but old boy talking that shoot jerseys off. It's no love for him.
Yeah. Oh, you mean the bum nigga they picked up.
Hey, listen.
Oh, the nigga that got that water splashed on him when the bus passed.
To me, that's what it's all about. I can care less about old boy and the chick. Like, you know what I'm saying? They do what they do.
I still got love for them. You know what I mean? Ain't no hate, you know.
But no hate. But other homie. So, you're speaking on things you know nothing of, family.
Yo, you might as well just put his government out there, you know what I'm saying, since that's how we rolling and all of that, you know what I mean?
It's not that serious when niggas need to put niggas' governments on blast.
You mean Pasquale Bronco?
More or less. Like, we right there with it, and you know, like, right back at you, kid. Touche, as they say, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't even know this guy. I don't even know dude. Like, you know what I mean?
He the type of nigga
go jersey shopping, cop one jersey, nigga. Copping, like, three authentics, four authentics. Fall back with that nonsense you talking,
man. Not only that, man, but, like, son, you can't be walk where I be, son. Like,
nah, not at all.
We don't even need to get into that because there's no way we could ever compare the hoodness of what's over there to the hoodness over there. You know what I mean?
Hold on, JJ.
The hoodness from over there is non-existent, and that's what it is.
I mean,
non-existent. There's no hood over there.
I mean, niggas gotta tell me what it really is out there. Like, I've never been in here, so I don't know where it's going to be.
Yo, Fallon, you don't get it popping, son. Bet that. Blackwood does not get a pop. I'm sorry. I've been all up and through there, son. Like, come on, son. I have been to the pizzeria.
Niggas have been to KFC.
I've been to all of the buildings there, son. In the back duck-off areas behind there. I have been in the pool and all of that, son. Come on,
listen. Camden is definitely where it's at, though.
Yeah, Camden's serious.
Camden's where it's at. Definitely.
That's serious right there.
Definitely like that little parade we had went through that time out there. And I was love. I was love. I mean, you know, I don't even want to speak on that, but it was love.
Hey, I think baby girl heard. Shorty heard the fucking moment when we was talking about, you know, chicks being on our cocks and blowing our phones up and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think she might be a little mad about that. She just sent me a fuck you text.
Oh,
Oh, Radley, why don't you call up and tell me? Why don't you have a caller to tell us what's on your mind?
Oh,
never mind. I put whatever. She put LOL. Okay.
Oh,
yeah,
I'm
fine. Yeah.
Just say, come on, call up and just tell me what's on your mind if you feel that way about
it. For real. To shout you out.
Huh?
I said, call up and shout him out.
Who's getting shouted out?
Because
we done started the flame, and the flame has no friends. So you
never
best
did.
Best believe if you got someone to throw shot, just throw him. Just throw him real quick.
Mm-hmm. Just throw him, man.
Shout out to all the Haynes bitches out there.
Mm. Oh, we gotta shout,
they got
yo,
no
shout
life,
to the
they
haters.
They got no life to worry about other people's lives.
Gotta shout the haters. Haters, hate harder, please.
Mm-hmm. For real. Alright, horoscope time.
He says what?
Sexual. We're gonna do horoscope time.
Oh, shit. I love my horoscope. The only thing about my horoscope that sucks, that really sucks,
uh-huh,
is the fact that everyone else has a lion, fucking, you got a scale, so you can, it's, and it looks like a Coke scale and shit. You know what I mean? A Coke scale. What kind of shit
Virgo
is that?
Virgo, man.
Get it right. So we
Virgo, man, you got a fucking, no offense, Cubalita. Damn! What the, what? Why the fuck do I keep saying? La Cubanita.
Go ahead. I forgive you.
Yeah.
I really don't, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Get over it.
She's really going to slice me when I see her. But the only thing that sucks about my sign, no offense, is that it's a bitch. Virgo is a woman. My sign is a damn woman. And they have the nerve to say that we're sensitive, and I can be sensitive. So now I'm a woman.
You're a woman.
That pisses me off.
You bitch.
Yeah, I'm a bitch.
You're a bitch.
I have a bitch sign, and I'm a bitch nigga.
Oh, boy.
Alright, well, let's start with yours, then. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Being that you're the bitch, let's start with yours.
Oh, shit.
Right? Oh, shit.
Let's see. You come from the ruling planet of Mercury. Alright? The god in charge of intellect and speed. But don't worry, because Virgo likes to take their time in the sack. Okay.
That's right.
See if it's true. Virgos have two sides to their personality.
Wait, hold on. We actually have a caller calling in right now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Oh, shit. Well, they hung up.
Oh, all right,
so go on, continue.
All right.
Maybe next time.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Virgos have two sides to their personality, the virgin and the vixen.
Mm-hmm.
They may want you to think that they're all sweet and virginal, but they are definitely not. However, Virgos are looking for a long-term partner, not a one-night stand or an affair. They tend to seduce with finesse, charm, and subductively. They like to submissively seduce people. So you may not even realize you're being lured by a Virgo. Once Virgo has been in a relationship for a while, they get engrossed in housework and things like that, which can cause a serious dip.
Yo, that's fucking true as hell.
Well, who else is a Virgo on here?
I mean, I'm not a Virgo, but I used to fuck with a Virgo. But
see, there we go. There we go.
That last
you fuck with a woman.
Back to you being a bitch.
Yeah, I'm a bitch.
That last part is definitely true, girl.
See, they're definitely more of a can we cuddle instead of
mm-hmm.
a sign that let's get it on.
Mm-hmm.
And then your favorite position, almost anything, as long as it involves eye contact.
Oh, boy.
Let's see.
Hmm.
Best sex toy. It's more of a game. Write down 5 wild sex acts and put them in a bowl. Get Virgo to pick one out randomly and then do what you're told. Virgo loves spontaneous.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. Virgo male in bed. You can be quite boring at times because you have set views on how a woman should be. You don't mean to criticize or offend, but your perfectionist ways may drive your lover loopy. You do have some kinky ideas, though, but it's difficult to get you to the bottom of your passion. You're a creature of habit, so if your lover can get you on into the habit of sleeping over with her, then who knows what might happen. Let's see. What else does it say? Best way to turn on a Virgo. Tell me if it's true or not.
Oh, Lord.
Oh,
Virgos have a
we need to move on to the next
Yeah,
time.
We're going really in depth with this right now. Like, you're going to give us the positions of the moon next and all of that.
Yeah, something
nah,
like that.
Nah, please don't.
Next.
All right, next. Who's next?
Sagittarius.
Sagittarius.
The archer. The bow drawn.
Mm-hmm. All right. Sagittarius are playful, laid back, and also fun to party with. They're wild. They may be the baddest party people you've ever met. One thing is to be wary. Sagittarius like to talk bullshit. Don't believe everything they tell you because they're kings at talking it up.
Mm-hmm.
They probably make better friends than lovers. But if you happen to score one on a nighter, one nighter will be with them, prepared to do stuff you've never done before.
Mm-hmm.
Sagittarius are spontaneous and adventurous, and most have probably been caught up doing it somewhere in public. Uh-oh.
Oh,
let's see. The male. Even if he's fat, balding, and middle-aged, he can still pull off the chicks. Mm-hmm. It's his love, pursuit of happiness that draws the babes to him.
Mm-hmm.
Think Austin Powers. Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Shagging out here.
Uh-huh.
He's a bit wee selfish, though. So be prepared. It's all about me. Attitude in the sack.
Oh,
he
yeah.
He loves doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And if he starts holding on to him, he's likely to get it somewhere else.
Out of here.
He will either make his partner or be absolute trash in bed.
That's real.
You could either be really, really good or you can be really, really bad.
That's real.
What, in bed?
In bed.
Who are we talking about, Virgos?
Talking about Saggy.
Talking about the archer, man. I got a big bow.
here we go with this.
It's a nigga, man. What? I got a huge bow. That's what I've been told.
Okay.
With little arrows.
And last but not least,
nigga said with little arrows.
Where?
Wall arrows.
Mm-hmm. The sweat just down these balls. All right, what's the next one?
The next one.
Matter of fact, Lug, guess what you are. What is he? What's his? Are you good with that? You obviously good, right? What's his sign?
Oh Lord.
What is he, fourth or
give me the next sign.
The next sign is Capricorn.
Mm-hmm.
Capricorn, let's see. Capricorn.
That did work.
All right, Capricorns are very good at having your emotions, so it's often too hard to tell when they're truly deeply in love. If you have a load of cash, you can almost bet admiration from a Capricorn because this goat gets turned on by money. Like I said before, Capricorn has great sexual stamina and the stability to go all night if they want to.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. Capricorn male. Imagination isn't a strong suit for Capricorn, so don't expect acrobats in the sack. Sex with him could possibly be as boring as watching paint dry.
Wow.
He tends to be a bit selfish in that area, too, but you can definitely count on him to be faithful if he's committed to you.
Uh-huh. That's a true story right there.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get it twisted. I'll stab you in the back, though.
Mm-hmm.
with the bat. With ease. The ball bat.
Basically.
I'm saying, what's your sign out here?
Mm-hmm. Mine is Libra.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. Let's hit a novel behind that.
Ultra feminine.
Ultra feminine?
Ultra feminine.
Not even. We're a scale. We like to have everything balanced out.
Mm-hmm.
Libra is one of the sexiest signs in the zodiac. But if a Libra can't get what they want from a lover, they will opt for two.
Mm-hmm.
They're notorious for having double standards in that situation, too. They'll look you in the eye and say, never do it to me because I'll never do it to you, even when they have a hot night of passion playing with someone else that same night.
The sluts of the zodiac.
Libras are more turned on giving than receiving. They have a big heart and are the least selfish of the zodiac. Libras are not very open about their thoughts or fantasies. They'd rather say nothing than tell the truth or if it embarrassed you. in bed, it takes a while for them to be comfortable enough to tell you exactly what they want. Let's see, Libra, female. The only thing that separates Libra men and women is what's between their legs. Libra girl wants a strong man who understands what she needs in her individuality.
That's what makes wild, yeah, that's what I said.
Yep, she's turned off by burping, farting, and bad breath. Good personal hygiene is crucial if you want to get to second base with Libras. Libras are very good at lying to get their own way. When a Libra girl groans in bed, look into her eyes to make sure she's not faking it.
Sluts of the Zodiac. The sluts of the Zodiac. That's what it sounds like to me. But you know, I could be mistaken.
We just real.
They just get it in. Well, pop off, man. Above room temperature. That's all I need. Put the oven on blast.
Put the oven on.
That's wild. We could be disgusting, you know.
Disgusting.
That is well.
Tag team.
Tandem.
The tandem bike. That shit is mad corny.
That shit is mad gay. The tandem bike. That's for old white people.
Or the bike with the, or the motorcycle with the sidecar.
Oh, yeah,
the Batman and Robin. Oh, that's disgusting.
That shit is mad wing.
Yeah, if I ever see that shit, I'll punch the motherfucker in the face that's in the sidecar. Fuck is wrong with you, man?
With a sidecar?
Word.
Why? I think that would be fun. I want to ride in one of those.
All right, that's what's up.
Word.
Yeah, would you ride on the back of a bike?
Never that.
Nah, word. Not y'all.
Me?
Word. Yeah.
Hold on. Hold on. How
you mean a motorcycle, right?
Yeah,
of course. How fast were you going?
Yeah.
How fast were you going?
I don't know.
Are you going over 100?
I try not to look.
I mean, you were on the highway and all of that?
Yeah, over here, my cousin has a bike. He takes me riding all the time.
You got a fat butt?
Do I have a fat butt?
Yeah. You got a bike butt?
Yo, nigga said a bike butt. Oh, shit.
Bike butt.
Okay, I don't understand what you mean by that.
You have a fat ass. That
does your butt look nice on a bike?
Like, in other words, is your thong hanging out?
I've never seen my ass on a bike.
Huh?
I wouldn't know because I've never seen my ass on a bike. I guess that's for other people to see.
Oh, yeah.
I could take a picture.
Oh, wow. I got a dirty mind. I know she about to say I got to take a piss.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit. Fucking.
I would think so.
Well, I hope so.
My butt looks good in anything.
Okay, no doubt. That's totally fucking rad. Oh, man, I've been looking for the song for, like, a minute. Hey.
What song are you looking for?
Where them niggas go? Hey, SD.
Yeah, everybody left?
I don't hear you.
6-4?
Huh?
6-4?
Yeah.
All right. That nigga hung up. SD?
Yeah, I'm in the building.
All right, no doubt. Yeah, well, you know, we're about to get up in 15 minutes. This was actually a good show. A lot of the topics we had, though, was, like, sexual. Tomorrow's Tasty Tuesdays. You know what I mean? And my girl, La Cubanita, you know, she hooked me up on, you know, the playlist and all that. And we definitely got a lot of stuff, and she and me, that we going to talk about tomorrow. Like, a lot of shit. Like, tomorrow is funny. I think when it comes to sex, 3 guys and 1 girl can talk about a lot in 2 hours.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
And I'm going to be promoting hard. Like, I'll be done my first job tomorrow.
Yeah, so we
probably like 11 a.m. So I'm going to be promoting hard. Like, I'm putting overtime in.
We need all the freakers. All the freakers must call up tomorrow.
Yes.
Please.
That's a must.
Tasty chicks. You know, the nice skin complexion, big booty, you know. that cute feet, you know what I'm saying? That's always a plus with the kids if you got cute feet, man. So, you know, keeping it shaking, you got it.
And I definitely got a lot of tracks. I got that Jay Holiday featuring Nina Sky, Bed Remix. That shit is off the chain. But I'm a Virgo, so that's probably why I like it, because I'm a fucking woman.
Because you're a fucking
bitch. I'm a fucking bitch. So, you know,
bitch boy. I ain't gonna say I ain't no Bati boy. Fuck that. Ain't no Bati over here. Ain't no Bati over here.
Let me ask you a question. How you guys feel about riding bitch? Like, I don't know. Over here in Florida, it's a big thing. Like, guys do not let women drive because it's called riding bitch. I don't want to ride bitch.
Nah, fuck that. Shit. Ride. I don't feel like fucking driving all the time. I don't give a fuck if you got a Bentley. Shit.
Shotguns with that.
I don't give a fuck if you got a goddamn rabbit.
You know what I mean? Shit.
I ride shotgun
like it's nothing.
I'll be like, yo, bitch, let me hop out here. Stop.
I mean, hurry up. You come to my crib.
Get back in with Duchess.
Right, yo, whoa, stay in the seat. I'm getting passenger side. Fuck that. We're going to waste your gas.
Matter of fact, bitch,
okay.
you got to give me head while you're driving. Like,
shit. That's
what I want.
That's some shit.
I want WAP while I'm driving. Wow. That'll make everything all right. Like, it'll really make my day. Like, I'll even grind your corns. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga, psych.
Grind your corns.
Whatever you want, man. Just touch me where I pee.
Straight tree corn. Put your fucking mouth where I pee.
Mm-hmm. Well, the fellas know what I'm talking about.
Real niggas know.
Come on, man. Y'all know, man.
Some females,
you need to hide it from yourself. Yeah, lick them shots. Be shooting that.
And ladies, don't get it twisted, please. Ladies, don't get out of pocket when you hear me. It's just real talk.
Mm-hmm. Well, we don't need to lick 20 shots per episode, because, you know.
Oh, yeah. I definitely want to fucking, yeah. What the fuck is up with that?
Everything is not live like that. Like, everything is not popping off, like, to the point where you gotta lick a shot. So, I just wanted to clear that up too. Like, there's a lot of fraudulent actions, you know.
Yeah, like
a lot of fraudulent,
you know. And, you know, we gotta address it, nip it in the bud while it's there to be nipped.
That bud is definitely nipped.
For real. Them niggas make a full pack.
Mm-hmm.
Really not even.
Make sure the babies don't grow.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like every episode, but the last three episodes was test runs. So since this is officially the technical difficulties, the TD show, the JJ show, the 6-4 show, the SD show, the La Cubanita show, since this is the official jump off 7-9, I'm definitely going to have to give a big, huge gunshot.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't do gunshots all the time because it's not really needed for all that.
Yeah, we don't need police around.
Definitely don't. So, what I'm going to have to do for this fat bitch, before I get into the fat bitch.
Oh,
chance,
boy.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to.
Yeah. $200 left. That's what we talking about tonight.
I'm going to have to put the bombs at 100%.
Make sure
do a big thing like this.
Make sure you see for a joke.
Wait. Wait
Nuke
for
that
second
bitch.
One.
Nuke that bitch.
One more.
Nah, keep bombing her.
Keep bombing her.
Yeah, keep bombing her.
Shots fired, nigga.
Yeah.
Destroy the entire area. Like, I want to hear the gunshots and the... Destruction zone. Let's go, Danny.
Danny Tan.
Uh-huh.
Fuck out of here. Niggas ain't got shit on realness.
Yeah,
come on, like I said, y'all niggas can't be claiming New York and y'all from Philly. Exactly.
Yeah, well, we already covered that and all of that, man. Y'all know how real it is. Y'all see here the buses passing and shit, man. Come on, man.
We have free buses passing, too, man.
We in the street, man. We on schedule, too. Y'all niggas get it right, man.
Fat chicks by the name of Zahora. Not Zahora.
Yeah.
Up in upstate New York? Upstate New York. Get no
all the way, coming all the way to our little borough to come get some man meat. What's really popping.
And
that's kind of... That's kind of folly be coming to get some man meat. That's how you know she's not popping.
Exactly.
And
it's like, word up. I want, you know what? I don't even want to put it out there, man. Should I put it out there?
I mean.
Go ahead, you already did.
I bet. I'm going to put it out there. Just the deal. The bitch called me up one time talking about, you know what I mean? Hey, yeah, you right, callers out there. If you heard the shit on the other sloppy station.
Sloppy.
You heard. Yeah, it was my brother. I had to put it out there just so, you know, I had the shit on wax so the bitch could hear. You said if she tried to take everything back, it was on wax. Don't take it back, bitch. So when the shit went down, she tried to shit on my bro. So I'm about to shit on this bitch. This bitch called me up one time talking about crying and shit. Oh no, your brother ain't around. I've been sitting at the SI ferry for like 4 hours and he ain't answering the phone. I call him, he ain't answering the phone. I mean, what's up? What am I doing? Fall back, bitch. You're not tough, you're fat. Fuck it, you drove, or actually you didn't even drive. You took the public transportation down the SI to come get dicked, to go back.
Real talk.
Like, what's really
real
good?
Talk.
What's really good?
Real talk. We need to, well, I drive a Maxima. Why you don't whip over here? What's
exactly. I'm going to tell you exactly what it is. Should I even do it? Nah, I might be going too hard. Am I going too hard?
We'll save that. Hold on. We'll save that for another day. We'll save that for another day. We don't even. It's too long in the show about to be over. We'll save that for another day.
You got another 4 minutes, God. You might as well go in.
Hey, should I? Hey, yo.
Go in.
Hey, Kuba, what you think about that? Should I go in?
I think you should go in.
I bet. Yeah, I'm going to go in. Shorty has the nerve. To talk about Maxima, yo, first of all, bitch has some bullshit. The dumb bitch at her job, yeah, she's the front gate security. She don't do no big shit. All she do is, hey, talk on the phone, once the truck come up, you gotta go here, go there, and go there. You fat as shit and you security guard? Like, what booth can your fat ass fit in? That's number one. Number two, dumb bitch went inside, came out, car was totaled. Because a truck backed into it.
Uh-huh.
Number three, bitch ain't got no Maxima. Bitch drive her mom's car. What's really good?
What's really good? Because the roasting don't stop, bitch.
The roasting don't stop.
Until you address us.
You better address it, bitch.
Hold on. We got a caller.
Hold on.
You are definitely on the air. What's good? Hello?
Oh, y'all at?
What's going on?
What's up? Where you calling from?
A little town? Mm-hmm.
A little town called what?
Shiloh.
Shiloh?
Oh, yeah? What's your name?
My name is Lisa.
And how old are you?
Excuse me?
And how old are you?
I'm 25.
Oh,
okay.
Wow. What's going on, Lisa?
What you got on your chest? What's going on?
I got double D's.
Okay.
Oh, man, damn. I mean, we was actually asking what's on your mind.
Literally,
on your chest.
That's what's up, Ma. She meant literally.
But she said
literally.
I got double D's on my chest.
That's gangster, but I was just saying, what's on your mind, really?
Word. Oh, damn, Shorty hung up, too, dog.
Oh, man.
It's all right. She'll call back when the time is right. You know what I'm saying?
See, this is what I got to say. That was just a pre-prep for what's popping up tomorrow. Tomorrow's Tasty Tuesdays. You got Shorty on the phone. So, ladies, if you need advice from Shorty, La Cubanita is definitely there to holler. And you got three asshole dudes just trying to, you know what I mean? It was good.
Shorty's crazy. Yep.
So, it's 8:58 p.m. Tune in tomorrow, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. with a roasting... I got to come back again. The roasting don't fucking stop.
Shout out to Lisa, man. What's good?
Oh, definitely. Shout out to Lisa.
Real, call back, man.
Yeah. Word.
We here. Tell your friends to call. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just here to, you know, put it in the air with y'all, man.
I mean, that's all love out here, man. We chilling with it. Is.
I mean, the hood, the real, and the road, man. Y'all know what it is. And the beauty, too. Let's not forget that.
Definitely let's not forget that. So I'm about to close it out.
If you want to hit the boy JJ the X-Man up, hit me on my MySpace.com/JJ_DA_HATER or the boy 64.
Or the boy 64 at MySpace.com/GYASI7.
Or the boy SD.
Listen, man, they already know what it is with my MySpace. You know what I'm saying? This is for the producers. I need some beats, man. Go to that MySpace.com/THA59KID, man. Let me hear something. I need some beats, man.
Hit that up, Virgo.
Or we got, what's good, ma? La Cubanita.
Nah, my MySpace
right now is... Wait, she ain't get comfortable yet.
She's on a fall back.
My MySpace right now is under construction.
Okay, no doubt. Definitely hit us up.
Make it private and don't accept no friends, but just make it open so people can send you messages, ma. You know what I'm saying? Like, people want to...
Yeah, no, I'm
going to
make another one.
I'm going to make a different one.
I'm going to make one, yeah. I'm going to make a page for that.
See,
definitely stay tuned. I don't mean to cut nobody off, but fat bitches, you know who you are. Sloppy seconds, you know who you are. Too many gunshots, you know who you are. Tight clothes, you know who the fuck you are.
Uh-huh. And the shots don't stop, man, until y'all address us, man.
And even if y'all niggas address us, man, if I still feel some type of way, I'm airing my feelings out. Fuck was you heard.
Because it's not a fucking game. So therefore, since niggas is like warriors, like gladiators, yeah, I mean, you got the three niggas and the one shorty. I might as well close out with this. Y'all have a good night. God bless. One.
Yeah. One.
Try. Your fame is well deserved, Spaniard. I don't think there's ever been a gladiator to match you.
As for this young man, he insists you are Hector reborn.
What's it, Hercules?
Why doesn't a hero reveal himself and tell us all your real name? You do have a name.
My name is Gladiator.
How dare you show your back to me? Slave! You will remove your helmet and tell me your name.
My name is Maximus Decimus Meridius, commander of the armies of the North, general of the Felix Legions, loyal servant to the true emperor, Marcus Aurelius, father to a murdered son, husband to a murdered wife, and I will have my vengeance in this life or the next.